Hello, hello, gorgeous goddess sisters. Luanne Marine here doing the weekly purpose message. I'm a couple of days late, but excuse me. I made it. Isn't it so interesting? Life has been busy, as I am sure it has been for you too. So welcome to our gorgeous sisters. And I'm actually doing two cards today, two cards for each of the readings here. So we've got the beautiful Coffee Oracle by Michelle Temple Forest. So these were actually amazing. She loves a good coffee, as so do I. And as she was making the coffee in the morning, she would see an image appear in the cream. So from that, she made a huge oracle deck, and each of them is about the image and what it's saying to you as you're reading your coffee. So I've got one of those cards, and then I do have my own, the Goddess on Purpose oracle deck. So, excuse me. So here we go. You can choose one, two, or three. And if you're watching the replay, let me know if this resonates with you. So I am about to go on a class. Oh, what is the time? In about 20 minutes. So we'll keep this short and sharp and to the point. All the messages are to support you in your purpose. If you are creating a business aligned to your purpose, great. If it's for your life right now and the way you want to express pieces of your purpose, fantastic too. Okay, so our first card today, I'm going to read the coffee card first. And it's actually, it's all writing, so it's the same card, but I'm going to read what it says. And it says birthday cake. So interesting. It says celebrate, reflect, give thanks. It is believed that the lit candles on a birthday cake represent the glow of the moon. The glow. It's all about the glow. And the smoke from the candles carry your prayers and wishes to the universe. Certainly a time to make a wish and believe that it will come true. A time of surprises, gifts and blessings. I'm going to keep the mantra till the end. This card that goes with this, right, making a wish, is of course picture. This has come up a lot. Every time I use this, well, it feels like it is anyway. And so I always feel like this card, I mean, and it is, has a moon up there. Look at the beautiful moon there. And it says, what is the vision do you see for yourself and your purpose? Do you see it with clarity? And it's time to draw the perfect picture and hold on to that vision. So it's almost, it's. I mean, they definitely are going to relate to each other. It's just the way the universe says things. There's no coincidence here. But what I see is this card's telling us, the birthday cake card is telling us to really make a wish. Like, again, what is your intention? What is your intention? And it is one thing, or your prayer, whatever it is, whatever languaging that you use. And then the picture, again, it enforces that. So you're thinking about your wish, you're thinking about your intention, and now the picture is to paint the picture in your mind's eye. Really see that vision. Of course, you know, a lot of us in here, we know about the law of attraction or the secret, but there's one piece that's always kind of missing, and it is the action part, right? So we're doing the feminine and the masculine energy together. We've got the vision, hold the vision, the wish, the desire. I love to use the word desire or longing. What are you longing for? And then get really clear on what that looks like. And that could be, write your perfect day. Write your perfect day, how you wake up in the morning, how you feel, what environment are you in, what are you eating for breakfast, who are you with, who woke up with you, how are the kids going to school if you have children, how you spend your morning, are you opening up your computer and there's five orders for your beautiful products that you've produced on align with your purpose. So this is how we see that vision, you create that vision, and then what are the action steps that you are going to take towards it. So again, it's so cliche, I know, but it's like I'm using something like so you want to go for a new job, right? A new job that is totally aligned. You get to express your creativity. It's part of your purpose and it sounds good. Like this is your desire. This is your longing. I want to get into a company that is supportive, that really celebrates my creativity. And then you see it. You see it advertised in the newspaper or on Seek, everything's online these days, and you apply, right? Because sometimes we'll go, oh, there's going to be so many people applying for this. I'm going to be up this competition. So that makes you shrink. No, 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 no. Apply and see it already happening. So there you go, gorgeous one. Have the wish. What's your desire and longing? And paint the picture and then take the action step. So that's number one. Moving to number two. Right, number two card, the coffee oracle card is cloud. Oh, actually, I want to say what the mantra is here. So the mantra for number one is, I celebrate who I am and how far I have come today. Isn't it beautiful? So that's going to really seal that one in. So hello, whoever's joined us. I can't see who it is, but I'll come and check the comments at the end. Number two is cloud. And it says, the dreamer, lack of clarity, hidden truth. When cloud appears in your cup, don't allow anything to cloud your judgment. Clouds can represent your higher consciousness or difficulties ahead. Ask yourself, are you hiding a secret or is someone hiding a secret from you? Get the facts. Don't forget, every cloud has a silver lining. You just need to look for it. And so the card, the goddess card, is practice, right? Secrets. Oh, I'm going to feel into secrets. And the practice card is, it's time to practice what you preach. You have beautiful wisdom within. Daily practice is now upon you. So let me go. Lack of clarity, hidden truth, dreamer. Secrets. Secrets. Practice, practice. Okay. So for me, this card. Hello, Paula. Good to see you. We should put some 660 on, right? So for this one, okay, hidden truths. Okay, so the card here, it says every cloud, the mantra is every cloud provides inspiration for my dream. So again, it's building on the first card. When you have a dream and there's a longing and a desire and the inner critic comes up and says, I don't think you can have that. It's just beliefs. They are all old beliefs and conditioning, and we need to really get rid of them, right? If something is not happening in your life that, or if something is happening in your life that you don't like, right? And you're like, oh, this always happens to me. And then you go, your vibration goes down and you kind of shrink down and then you're not in that glow. And I love the word glow. There's a story around that. I'll tell you that later. So again, to me, it feels like the cloud is you're keeping a secret from yourself. The secret is what you want. Now, you do not have to tell everybody around you. You tell people who are going to support you, love you, keep you accountable, what your dream, what your longing is, so they can actually give you some, you know, extra energy to implement that. And practice what you preach. I'm guessing that this, you are an amazing person, an amazing woman, and you probably give a lot of advice to other people, right? When they're down or they are wanting something, and now it is your turn. It's kind of in your face a little bit. Gentle. So it's like you have to practice what you preach, right? Don't be a talking head and giving out advice. It's like, this is for you. This is unveiled. Like sometimes we use the word secret, but secret is just resistance, right? Secrets are just things that we don't want to, it's like shadow work. We have to unpack a lot of stuff and get rid of those deep beliefs out the door so that you can have what you want. Yeah. Okay, so that was number two. And the third card tonight, if you chose number three, this is so cool. I love this. It is the butterfly. Right, the butterfly. I'll put these up later with the, and you can go and see Michelle Temple Forest. I will tag in here. You can go and get her cards over there if you want them. The spiritual messenger, transformation and freedom. So the butterfly, we all know, right? The butterfly is a powerful sign of transformation. Before the butterfly gets to fly, there is an epic struggle out of the cocoon. So things will change readily for you if you so wish it. Periods of chaos, and there's always chaos before the calm, right? It just, we feel like we've been shaken up. And sometimes we need a good shake up, right? We're not supposed to live life just flatlining, right? It goes ups and downs, and it's how our strength of how those downs, you can still experience them, they are not wrong. Don't make them wrong. It's just like, oh, I'm just here for this time. knowing you're always going to come out of it. So it says here, periods of chaos will naturally pass. Around the world, the butterfly is known as a symbol of endurance, change, hope, life, and a carrier of messages to and from the spirit world. And so the card that came up with that, purpose. Right? If you got number three, this is purpose. And it says it's time to embrace your life purpose, to bring into the world all that you decided to share. Your time is now, goddess. Of course, it's going to come with the butterfly, because through the struggle, through that growth, even though it can feel very uncomfortable and downright hurtful sometimes, when you get through that cocoon, it's all rainbows and unicorns. That's all I've got to say today. It can feel really painful, but it's part of your purpose, right? Remember, it's the heroine's journey. We start here and we go around and then we come back again. And through the things that we learn, yeah, we grow and we embrace and we can help others and serve others. So there you go, beautiful one. How did I go? Did they mean anything to you? I'm definitely drawn to the purpose card. And so here we go. We'll just do a quick recap. Picture and celebrate. Birthday cake. Hold the vision. Practice what you preach, right? And there's a silver lining. There's a silver lining in every kind of weird situation. And of course, the last one, we have the butterfly transformation as you step into your purpose. So I will put these up, you gorgeous one. Have a beautiful evening. Let me know, of course. And look out, one thing I wanted to tell you, I will be having a live hand analysis level one fingerprint training here. And it will probably start in October now. So October, November, December. So each a day, one day, one full day, so we're going to do it on purpose. If you can't make it, be in Melbourne. If you can't and you really want to do hand analysis, you can do it online. And there's weekly calls with me online. So it's just another day, but another way of teaching hand analysis. But if you're a coach, a counselor, or if you want to do some transformational work with others, this hand analysis is just the best tool to unravel. Remember when I said about the beliefs? Life lessons, like things that are holding you back, and the way to really flip those around and use them to for the good that they are there for, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like that. So I'm letting you know that I will put some links up in the next few days. It's probably, I can feel into about 6 to 8 people. So it'll be a Saturday, probably a Saturday, all day Saturday, and then you've got the Sunday, so to go and do your thing. But a month, we come in on the October. You do the first 8 hours, you let it process. You come back the next month, I'm hoping you'll come back. We do another day, right? We let another month go and we process. Then you do the next month, and really it's a 3 day, in reality it's a 3 day, 3.5 day kind of training, but I'm gonna spread it out. Okay, gorgeous ones, lots of love to you. See you soon. Bye.